Nidorim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. We continue now a discussion of Lashonis, which are not full Lashonis. These are not half-baked Lashonis, what we call Yodois, where it's obvious what his intent is, even though he didn't say it out completely. That's a Yad, like a handle on the nether. These Lashonis that we're going to have now in Mishnah Beis are Kinuyim. They're nicknames. People use these words, but it's not proper Lashon HaKodesh, it's slang. Ha'imel HaChaveroi, Koinom. Koinom is a real word. It means something separated, something osur, but it doesn't mean a carbon. It's slang for a carbon. The other lashonis are lashonis that are used by goyim, or maybe in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, where yidden, there were goyim also in Eretz Yisrael, so certain words rubbed off. Yidden and Eretz Yisrael during the second Beis Hamikdash spoke Aramis, not Lashon HaKodesh. There was a certain amount of interchange of languages, which you find in the Lashon HaMishnayis, Gemara, Midrashim. See, this fellow says either the word koinom or koinoch, which is similar to the word koinom, but it means also slang for a carbon. Koinos, areilu kinuim le carbon, and in context we understand what it means. Cherek, cherech, cheref, areilu kinuim le cherem. They're all similar to the word cherem that we use as slang. Nozik, noziach, poziach, areilu kinuim le nazirus. There's a certain similarity to the word nazirus. Shvuso, shkuko, nodar bemoiso. It's interesting, the word nodar b'moiso, what's moiso? It's not similar to the word for shvua. So some of Farshim explain that the word moiso in Aramis means a shvua. Others explain that moyo is a moiso, moi, is a kinui for Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't know exactly where this comes from. What it did was, the way the Ran explains it, it comes from Yerushalmi. Harelai b'mumso. I am making a shvua that comes from Mohi, that comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. You have a lashon of a shvua by Moshe Rabbeinu in the beginning of Parashat Shmos, where Moshe Rabbeinu was nishba to Yisrael, and it says over there, Vayoyel Moshe. The Targum says that he said a lashon shvua. So that's also, these are kinuyim for the lashon shvua. Most of these lashonis are not relevant to us, because we don't talk in these languages. Mishnah Gimel, Ha'imel Lechulin Lo'echelucho. Here's something else. He says a strange way of expressing a thought. Lo'echulin, he's saying something, takes a piece of chocolate cake or bread, and he says, it should not be chulin lo'echelucho. What it sounds like what he's saying is, this thing should not be chulin, and therefore I should not eat from it. So he's saying loy chulin is a way of saying kodesh. It's like saying something is a carbon. So this is a convoluted lotion of saying that something's like a carbon. It's like he's being matvis in a carbon. Here's where the Gemara expresses the concept that we said in the psicha of atvasa, where it's not a lotion of shvu, it's a lotion of defining something as kikarbon. So that's loy chulin loy chulcho, loy kosher. What he's saying is, like he's saying, loy kosher yehei, it should not be kosher, this food, it should be non-kosher. Also, it's similar to kachim. Loy dechei, dechei is a word that you find in different places in Chazal, it's aramis for tohor. Dachio means tohor, dochi is used in Maram Sochim. So the word for tohor is what he's saying is the same type of idea, like loy chulin. He could be saying also, loy dochi loy oichalcho. It should not be tohor. Loy oichalcho, I should not eat it. What he means to say is that it should not be mutter, this food on me. It should be like a karba. Again, it's a convoluted way of saying that. Tohor, the mission is a little bit makatsa. What it means is, he says, he has to speak it out. Loy tohor yehei machilcho olai. It should not be tohor, you're eating from me. Okay, that's the lashon of a carbon. There's one important point to make here. The lashon of tohor, the Gemara explains, it's osur to eat, machol cholai is osur to eat loy tohor, as if it's something loy tohor. The opposite of tohor obviously is tome. Always want to express it with a positive. The Gemara says that that's why the Torah says, behema loy tohiru. The Gemara doesn't, the pasuk in Parshas Noach doesn't say behema tmeo. Loy tohiru. So he says, loy tor. The mashmos is a carbon, because a carbon is something that betumi you're not allowed to eat. The Gemara asks a very simple question. There's something else you're not allowed to eat, bituma, and that something would be a type of lashon that linking that to a neder would invalidate the neder, and that is truma. A carbon one is not allowed to eat bituma, so that's what we're saying the mashmos aloshon is. L'chayre, the lashon of loytor yehe machol cholai, could also mean truma, and truma is not something that you could create yesh me'ayin. Carbon, you could take anything you want, any behemoth, you could turn it into a carbon, you could take anything you want, turning it into Kedushas Beder Gabayis. But you can't take anything you want and turn it into truma. Truma has to be from Tevel, and it has to be Tevel that's mechuyev in truma. You have to be mafishet l'shem truma. So there's no neder kitruma. See, here the Rishonim point out that stam nedarim lahachmir, which the Klal will have later on, you assume that when somebody is saying something, he's saying something meaningful. So the stomiest haloshin is to be interpreted in a way that would be a neder, not in a way that wouldn't be a neder. This is a klal, but we're going to see the klal is not so simple. We'll meet up with it again in Mitzvah Hashem over the next few prokem. The next loshin over here in the Mishnah is tome. Again, tome is the opposite of loy tohor, but he really means the same thing. What he says is, Machil cholai tome. Now, what's the issue of eating something that's tome? Chulun betome you're allowed to eat. So, obviously, what he means is kikarbon. Noisor, pigul. Noisor and pigul are two types of macholois of kochim that one is not allowed to eat. Noisor is bosor of a carbon that's left over. Pigul is where a person had a machshova to leave over the bosor of the carbon in a way that he's not allowed to eat it. Lachas manoi. And when he's mechash of that, b'shas the avoid of the carbon, he's mefagol the carbon becomes possible. Not only that, it's machol sasurois. Not only is he not yoytz of the carbon, it's machol sasurois. So noisim and pigul is really a way of saying carbonois in a way that he's not allowed to eat. So when a person says noiso yehe machol cholai, what he's doing is he's saying that it's like a carbon in the sense that one's not, that I'm not allowed to eat it. Or pigul yehei machol cholai. What he means to do is he's making it with kedushas that carbon, but even where he can't eat it. Also, all these lashonis are lashonis of a neder. They're all kinuim. Ki'imro. Ki'imro is a lashon aramis. It means a seh. The Rav explains it's like a seh shel carbon. That's the stam klal. He's saying something. Now, maybe it's like a seh that's walking around in a field that ran away from the shepherd. No, he's saying something. Stam nedarim lahachmir. That's where this type of loshen, that klal fits in. When we say something where a person is clearly saying something is something, he's turning something into something else. The question is it called oizgeret? Is it called he expressed it? The answer is yes. Kedirim. Kedirim is also loshen of a carbon because kedirim is the eitzim that are in the lishkas or eitzim in the Beis Hamikdash. Ke'eitzim. What he means is the two eitzim that were put on the karbonis, ki'ishim. We always say in davening, we say ki'ishim. V'ishe Yisrael u'sfilosom behavot eskabo berotzon. So ki'ishim is a lashon of a carbon. Again, it could mean any fire. It could mean a lagbayim, a bonfire. But no, stam nedarim lahachmir. Kimizbeach, clearly a carbon. Keheichol is clearly the mokum of karbonis. Kyushalayim is interesting. Yushalayim is a place, not all of it is kodesh. But the Stam Yerushalayim is the mokum that has kedusha of Achilas Korbonis, the mokum that's inside the Choyma. And again, in the spirit of Stam Nedarim Lahachmir L'Choyri, he means to say something meaningful. He means to ask her up. Nodar Be'echon Mikom Sham Shem Mizbeach. He says any of the Mizukois, Machtois, Yehei Masha Oichu Mashoko. So he's making it all like things that have kedushas HaMizbeach. Even though the Chiddush of his, even though he didn't mention Mufurish carbon, he used words that make you think, that link in your mind to Hegdish. That's called Gizok. That's called expressed. Tarez another be carbon. Rabbi Yehuda Oime Haime Yushalayim Lo Maklum. Rabbi Yehuda is on the last one. Yushalayim is not a Lashon carbon. What's interesting is that the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda is not really arguing on the stomiest of the Lashon that the Tanakhama said. Tanakama's lashon was ki Yerushalayim. He says ha'im Yerushalayim, not with a chof ha'dimi, not ki Yerushalayim. All other lashonis, by the way, as well. He doesn't mean to point out that Yerushalayim is different. He means to point out that all these things you say that mashayichel l'chob mizbeach heichel Yerushalayim. What are you saying? kimizbech, you're saying it's like something, you're linking it, you're matvis, in that kedusha that's in the mizbech, and the heichal Yerushalayim, that's a lashon of a carpet.